The first, economic empowerment for the young. To facilitate the building of youth entrepreneurship, the starting up and the growing of businesses owned by young people. The second is educational empowerment. To continue to provide quality education and training to aid the development of the abilities of all children, adolescents and youth, so as to enhance the quality of their lives, livelihoods, and opportunities for further upliftment. The third policy goal under the agenda for youth empowerment is this: protection, safety, and security for young people. To enable the creation of protective environments to foster resilience and ensure adolescent and youth safety and security. The purpose of this goal, as you have seen it, is to improve the health and holistic well-being of adolescents and youth and to ensure quality housing at affordable prices. The fifth policy goal for the agenda for youth empowerment is culture, identity, and citizenship. And this is to enhance the development and appreciation of a Vincentian and Caribbean civilization and a mature regional integration. The sixth policy goal under the agenda for youth empowerment, which we have been pursuing, is the policy and institutional framework. To elaborate further the optimal policy and institutional environment and mechanisms to support the effective implementation of the national, regional, and global policies for youth development. And the seventh is leadership, participation, inclusiveness, and governance. Each of those words is pregnant with meaning.